Men can be mothers in UK, while French schools erase terms father, mother. By Victoria Friedman on February 15, 2019. A UK government lawyer has said that mother is no longer a gender-specific term preserved only for women. The comments were made during a High Court hearing where a transgender man born a woman gave birth to a child that is seeking to be named the father, rendering the baby legally motherless, reports The Telegraph. Government lawyers earlier in the hearing referenced civil servants who had suggested the parent, referred to as TT, could be named on the child's birth certificate as male mother. Ben Jaffe QC, representing government ministers, cited this document and said, "The status of a mother is no longer gender-specific. Being a mother is no longer necessarily a gendered term. A man can be and, in this case of TT, is a mother. He has chosen to give birth to and lovingly raise a child," Mr. Jaffe said. A Home Office source also told the newspaper, "A change in gender does not affect a person's status as the mother or father of a child." The hearing is outgoing, and if the child is determined motherless and the parent the father or the court agrees with the British civil servants that the parent can be identified as a male mother, removing motherhood from the privilege of biological womanhood, it could result in changes to British legislation. Meanwhile, France's National Assembly voted on Tuesday to replace mother and father with parent 1 and parent 2 on school paperwork as part of sweeping progressive reforms aimed to make schools more inclusive of home parental families. The amendment was put forward by MP Valérie Petit, who is a member of President Emmanuel Macron's La République en Marche. Republic on the Move party, Ms. Petit explaining the amendment was intended to anchor in law family diversity and a desire not to deny the existence of home parental families. "We have families who find themselves facing boxes frozen in social and family models which are a little outdated. Today, no one should feel excluded by some backward thinking. For us, this article is a measure of social equality," said fellow Ulram MP Jennifer de Temmerman. Establishment right Republican MP Xavier Bredon denounced the amendment as politically correct thinking that does not correspond to reality. "When I hear that it is an outdated model, I remind you that today, in unions, marriages, or civil partnerships, more than 95% are male-female couples," he said.